Here we go.
Where are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the knights!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude, a podcast for all things nerd. I am your host tonight, Sean. I'm here with...
Sam.
And on the Skype hotline, we've got...
Chris.
Yes, not John, but Chris.
So, Chris, I am not finding any pictures of this Clamosaurus anywhere.
Yeah, maybe we should ask Jeff Goldblum about it.
Yeah. So, we got an action-packed episode, and by action-packed, I mean lots of news.
We could just go right by Clamosaurus.
We'll get into it.
We'll get into what a Clamosaurus apparently is when the topic comes up. But yes, this episode is filled with, lots of news because we've been busy with extracurricular projects.
I saw something.
Sam saw Ed
Asner.
I'm
catching up on stuff.
Was it Ed Asner? Yeah. Sam saw Ed Asner today. And how's he doing? So Ed Asner, like a real quick, he's not going to review it. He's just going to kind of pitch it to us to get us to go see it. And then hopefully next time John's back on, he would have seen it, so you guys can talk about it in length.
Yes. So.
Well, first, before we get into news and whatnot, I actually have a question for you guys.
All right.
All right. So, apparently on, I believe it on either Twitter or Reddit, there's this question going around. Because, you know, we're in fall now. Fall just started, which means, you know, the haunting season is upon us. And with the haunting season comes Halloween and candy.
Pumpkin spice, yeah.
Well, we're not basic bitches.
No, that
here.
Started like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Once it switched over to August, they were like, pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure July 4th I saw pumpkin spice.
Yeah. Which is good because my dog loves pumpkin spice treats, so she really is a basic bitch.
You got a basic bitch over there.
Yeah, I do have a basic bitch.
And she's mostly white, too, so it's all working out.
She just needs some UGG boots and a sweatshirt. She's good.
I mean,
don't forget the
on
black,
the back
the
of her sweat.
Yeah. She needs the pink sweatpants from Victoria's Secret. But no,
or any yoga pants will suffice.
No, yeah. But no, it has to be the pink though.
But yeah,
I feel like I see more of that than anything else. But we're getting off topic a little bit, which is weird. So the question I have for you,
you guys, brought us to pumpkin spice. You opened that door.
Hey, I didn't mention it. Sam did. Anyways,
I'm just over here looking for pictures of a clam as a T-Rex.
So
and I am not finding any on Google and I am disappointed in the internet right now.
The internet needs to get on that. There was a question that was posted online. And it was, if you had to get rid of one of these following candy bars, which one would it be? And I'm very curious about how you guys feel about this list. So, ready? So, the candy bars that we can get rid of, you can only pick one. Twix, Milky Way, Snickers, M&M's, Reese's Cups.
Okay, so 2 out of 5 of those are not bars.
Yeah.
Or not, but just candy in general.
Well, like instantly Milky Way.
I'm thinking Milky Way too.
All right, yeah. See, that's how I was feeling too. I feel like that once you hear the list, you're like, oh man, it's Milky Way all day. But then when you really sit down and think about it, it's like, well, plain M&M's. Like I like peanut M&M's, peanut butter M&M's, pretzel M&M's. There were the crispy M&M's. There's caramel M&M's. So there's a lot of like varieties. If we're just
nobody's guessed, Sean, I didn't even realize there were that many M&M's.
Oh yeah, no. There's also like mocha, coconut, I believe. God. Yeah, no. There's a lot.
He's working up to type 1, baby.
I know, right?
But
type 1, the worst one. I don't know.
Well, it's the best because it's number 1.
Sean, you're diabetic. Explain this to us.
I am not diabetic. I do not have diabetes. Anyways, I feel like, yes, Milky Way right off the bat is the obvious choice, but if you're we're just talking about plain M&Ms, though, I don't think there's ever been a time I've been standing at a vending machine and I've been like, ooh, M&Ms, I'm going to get those.
Fair, but here's the thing. You put a jar of M&Ms in front of me, it's one of the few candies that I will polish off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh well, because there's no wrapper.
I'm not a big candy fan. Like, I'm not big on sweets, but, like, M&M's, you put, like, a jar of M&M's in front of me, no matter what, I will polish that thing off.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
It's just so easy to keep eating.
But the thing is, like, I've never been like, I want M&M's.
True.
Yeah, but imagine a bowl of Milky Way little wrappers or Snickers, little fun size.
I've made a mess.
If there's a bowl in front of you.
Oh, I've gone to town on those.
Yeah, like, but if there's a bowl in front of you, chances are you're going to kind of be a little bit more reserved, but M&M's, it's like, let's have at it.
Yeah.
With the bags open, you just cannot stop.
Like, more and more, I'm starting to realize this joke may be true. Sean may be diabetic.
I am not diabetic. I do not have diabetes.
I swear, it's an EpiPen, not an insulin pen. I
mean, I'm allergic to sugar. Every time I eat sugar, I need the EpiPen.
Wait, so which one would you vote off? Is it M&M's?
It is M&M's, actually. Like, when I first heard the list, I said Milky Way as well. I was like, it's obviously Milky Way.
Milky Way, because it's the most generic of all.
Yeah, but then I was like, I kind of like Milky Way. Like,
I mean, like, I don't hate Milky Way. It's just, like, everything else on that list gives me something at least a little unique. Milky Way is just like, yeah, we're a candy bar.
Yeah. It's like, we're a nougat and caramel.
It's like, wow, everyone else is that. At least Snickers brings peanuts to the table.
Yeah. No, it's true. Basically, Snickers is a Milky Way.
But with peanuts.
But with peanuts, yeah.
Yeah.
Or almonds, if you like almond Snickers, which I do not.
I'm just saying, I am not getting rid of Twix, though.
Yeah, no, Twix is really
bomb.
Good. Yeah, Twix are...
Yeah, amazing. I'd never get rid of Reese's.
No, God, no. You can't. Like, Reese's are by far the best.
I mean, like... I'm not a huge fan of Reese's Cup, but I'm just based off of the fear that if I get rid of Reese's Cups, they'll get rid of Reese's Pieces.
Mm.
And I'll be like, nah, I can't live in a world without Reese's Pieces.
What would you rather have, a bowl of Reese's Pieces or a bowl of M&M's?
Here's the odd thing. I would enjoy the Reese's Pieces more, but I could eat more M&M's.
You can eat more M&M's than Reese's Pieces?
Yeah, I just like, I don't know, it's just like, it's just too good. Where eventually you're just like, I don't want too much of a good thing.
Oh, okay.
I sense an experiment coming on.
But like, M&M's, it's just like, it's just chocolate with a candy coating. And I can just eat that all day. All
right.
As I'm burping into the mic.
I know. Slow down over there, Sam.
Can I imagine, speaking of fall.
Yes.
Fall TV is in full swing right now.
Yes. How's the unicorn?
The first episode was tonight. And
it's Tuesday
recording.
Night on CBS. Thursday
night. We're recording, so I can't really, watch it.
You're actually going to watch The Unicorn?
Oh, yeah. It's DVR'd right now.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Yep. DVR'd right now.
I am actually kind of interested in, like, not to watch it, but, like, how is it? Although, I think if it's on Hulu, which it could be, I might watch it.
Like,
I think it might be.
I enjoy Rob Corddry. But even I'm like, no.
Yeah. No, but like, I'm curious.
Well, I started that, I'm recording that, and then Evil is coming up, so I can talk about that a little bit.
Sorry.
I can't say that name without doing that.
No.
But it's I made a mistake.
What was your mistake?
Here's my issue. Fall TV has started, and I gave you all the list of shows, and I think I had the highest amount that I wanted to watch by far.
Yes.
Yeah, because you would just watch TV.
So, I'm almost done American Horror Story Apocalypse. But the thing is, I have my DVR all set. I'm ready to go. And then, boom, realized that the Rugby World Cup was on at the same time. Ooh. So, now I have
three matches.
I have three matches on my DVR.
Chris, what channel?
What channel is that on?
The Rugby World Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, NBC Sports.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right.
Well, on the weekend, it's sometimes on NBC, but it's on NBC Sports, and some of the matches are like 3:30 in the morning.
Like Google alerted me to that because they're Doodle, and I'm like, oh, I should check that out, and then I couldn't find it on TV.
Yeah, so I have three matches of the Rugby World Cup, right. And because of that, my DVR is now 50% full, and I have barely recorded any fall TV. So,
well, that's what Hulu.
I could
for.
Be in for a rough fall season.
Rugby is one of those sports where I never think about it until someone mentioned it, and then I'm like, oh, actually, I do kind of enjoy that sport.
Oh, I love the sport. And,
it's a fun sport.
It's been a while, but I don't remember the United States being in the World Cup.
And we made it?
Yep, that's what
it's
I was
It's probably
thinking.
All the Polynesians and stuff. Yeah. I'm like,
They're playing England right now, and it's 30 minutes in, and they're only down 14 points. But, you know.
We got this. USA! USA!
I kind of sounded really racist there for a moment.
You kind of did.
These damn Polynesians being all good at rugby.
Well, Samoa beat Russia, like, well, I don't know, 38 to nothing,
obviously.
Or something like
Did
that.
Did you not watch Hobbs and Shaw? At least from the trailers, it showed they were ready for, like, something like a rugby match.
There's helicopters, rugby matches,
and
right?
They're, like, out there with the grass skirts, like, doing their chants and stuff. What are you going to do against an Apache helicopter?
Apparently pull it out of the sky with your bare hands like Rock does.
Just England, their scrum is just so much more stronger than... It's so much stronger than the U.S. They just plow over us all the time. It's almost embarrassing.
Well...
But
anyways,
but whatever. Back to all TV.
Back to
eventually
back to
I'll watch all my stuff.
Yeah, and well, like I said, if the unicorn is on Hulu, I might actually give it a watch.
The thing is, I'm going to have to wait two or three episodes because I think we talked about it earlier. I think the trailer actually gave a little bit too much away from the first episode.
I'm not worried about that.
I don't know.
Like. It just looks like a dumb, like
just
a
really
dumb
sitcom.
Like maybe it'll be canceled after four episodes.
For some reason,
what do you think is going to be better, High School Musical, the musical, the series, or the unicorn?
Me, to be completely honest, High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I have more faith in High School Musical, the musical, the
because,
series.
Because like with that name, I'm like, wait. Are they going to take the piss out of High School Musical with this show? Because, like, I would honestly watch that show. Like, I literally was thinking about that show today, and I thought, like, you know what would make this really good? If it's, like, some, like, down-on-his-luck, like, Broadway director who's, like, an alcoholic, and he's just teaching at a drama teacher at a high school, and they just put this this thing on. But he's just, like, swearing all the time at the kids. Just, like, wouldn't that be fun? I don't know. That would be fun for me. They'd never make it, but it'd be fun for me.
Huh. And it's 19-0.
Anyways, all right. So
Well, I got another thing fall TV, where it's like, I can't... Like, first of all, there's not a lot of good stuff out on fall TV.
Oh, there never is.
But, like, I don't know, I can't pay attention to that when, like, the movie, like, list for this fall is actually really good.
Yeah.
Because, like...
You'd say that.
Is that a segue, Sam?
That's a segue.
Sure, that's what I meant. But I would
it's
just...
only good if it has baboons in it. Speaking of baboons...
Well, the reason why I bring this up is actually because of that movie, because... Showtime has 15 Showtime Cinemas has like 15 trailers before their thing.
Oh,
but like most of them I was like, oh, I wouldn't mind seeing that. But it's like I just saw the trailer for The Lighthouse, which mm-hmm. is made by the guy who made The Vivitch, which I haven't seen, but I've heard
you haven't
great
seen The Vivitch. We talked about it on here like,
yeah, no,
wait hold on, The Witch,
The Vivitch, yes, yeah. That's what we're saying, The Vivitch.
Which I've heard great things about. But, like, The Lighthouse...
It was okay.
Well, anyways. The Lighthouse is another movie by that director. I forget his name. But it's something foreign. European foreign, though.
Sarah, you're sounding really racist tonight.
I'm going all in on this racist. Dig furters coming over here with their good movies,
stealing our director jobs.
All you need to remember is that they also did that devil movie.
But
or a demon or whatever it is.
But this one is like, it's shot in black and white, so you know it's really pretentious. But it's got William Dafoe, Robert Patterson, and that's it.
Pattinson, not Patterson. Robert Patterson, I believe, writes novels.
Whatever. I think that's James Patterson.
Oh yeah, that's James Patterson.
Sam didn't do enough Googling before this, so
he was too busy looking up Clamosaurus.
Yeah.
Pardon all the misinformation you're getting.
But it's like just those two guys. They're both lighthouse keepers, and they're on this island, and they basically go insane. But what's really interesting is, it's just the way it's shot, at least in the trailer, it feels like a movie from, like, the 1960s. And it's hard to explain, but, like, just the cinematography of all the shots feels like it's from the 1960s. And it's just, it seems like an interesting, like, suspense, maybe horror movie. And I've heard a lot of great things about it, and I just got to check that out.
All
right. Plus, there's, they also had a Ford versus Ferrari, which we haven't really talked on his, but I really want to see that. I don't know about you guys.
I haven't even seen the trailer.
Yeah.
It's got Matt Damon, Christian Bale. It's about how Ford tried to beat Ferrari in the Le Mans 24.
The Le Mans. Yeah, I feel like they might have mentioned this on a Top Gear or Grand
Tour
episode.
Like Top Gear had a whole like documentary about it. It's how they made the Ford GT. Is that it? Or is it Ford GT? Like, there's a number after it. I thought. I think it's just the Ford GT.
I don't know cars.
Oh, the Mustang.
I know how to fix cars. I don't know cars.
Not the Mustang. The car they made to beat Ferrari in this race.
But it was
made by Shelby, because Matt Damon plays Shelby. But it looks really good. It's directed by the guy who directed Walk the Line and Logan. So I don't know if that interests
you guys. That's a good background right there.
Yeah. So it just looks like a solid like sports movie. And granted, I'm not into like car racing, but it looks like a good movie.
All right, moving on to the movie that you actually saw.
But I did see, because I saw Ad Astra today. Ad Astra!
How is Ed Asner doing, Sam?
Ad Astra! I spilled my beer a bit.
Don't spill your beer. That's alcohol abuse.
But I can't go into detail, because I'm the only one that saw it, and we'll talk about this later.
Just kind of pitch it to us.
But I will pitch it to you in two words. Space baboon.
You're obsessed with these space baboons.
So, this movie...
No. Once you hear about I listen to a review. Once you hear the story arc, and then all of a sudden you get space baboons involved in a review,
so
then you're like, I have to see this.
So, for those of you who know what I'm talking about, this is basically Heart of Darkness in space. For those of you who don't know, Heart of Darkness is the story Apocalypse Now is based on. Which, just to giving an overview of the story, it's just a guy going further and further away from his home, essentially, and kind of going mad on this whole thing as the world kind of goes mad around him. But that's what this is. It's Matt Damon. Not Matt Damon.
Brad Pitt.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Brad Pitt. Tommy Lee Jones.
Donald Sutherland.
Who's, like, barely in this movie.
It doesn't matter. That's two out of the four astronauts from Space Cowboy, Sam.
Like, I really wish this was a spiritual sequel to Space Cowboys. But, so the movie's just about Brad Pitt going to get his father, who's Tommy Lee Jones, because something's coming from where his father was sent on a mission as an astronaut, but they thought he died out there.
Which, if you've seen Space Cowboys, that would be the moon.
this one's actually Neptune. But
I don't know. That's what happens in Space Cowboys. He flies to the moon, and the last scene is him dead on the moon.
But well, you remember more of that movie than I do.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how. I've seen it once, like, and it was like 20 years ago.
I forgot. The only thing I can remember is like that one point where that Russian satellite hits the spaceship, and I was like, wouldn't that destroy the spaceship?
I don't even remember that part.
But yeah, he's sent to go track down his father out in Neptune. And the only review I'd give is like, I wasn't that thrilled with this movie till they got to Mars. And that's it. Once they got to Mars, this movie got pretty interesting.
And but Space Baboons.
It was actually after Space Baboons. Wow. And if you're like sitting there thinking like, all right, where do Space Baboons come into this? Because that sounds like a really jarring tonal shift for this movie. You're absolutely right. Like, it wouldn't be that more jarring if the Space Baboon talked. Like, honestly, it'd be slightly more interesting. Or like, why is this Space Baboon talking? But that's my pitch for it. Space Baboon.
Space Baboons, okay.
Oh, boy. I might see this. I might see this.
Yeah, see it. It's a good movie.
It's a plausibility that I'll see this weekend.
Just because of Space Baboons.
Just because of how nuts I think this movie is actually going to be.
Honestly, towards the end, it kind of gets a little nuts, but
I never actually pictured this as a serious movie ever from the trailers on.
Really?
Yeah, 100% never pictured this as a serious movie.
Like, honestly, I was really impressed with Brad Pitt's acting in this. He did a really good job.
Well, yeah, time will tell, Sam.
Because I was thinking, like, recently, I was like, Brad Pitt is the kind of actor where, like, early in his career, he gave a damn. Then, along the way, he kind of didn't, in a way. Like,
he also became an alcoholic, too.
That's true.
Who does that as I drink my beer?
Yeah, watch him become sober and pull like the Robert Jr. and be the next, you know, Batman or Superman.
Oh God. All right. So
was that Brad Pitt's first space movie?
I'm trying to think.
Right? Because I thought it was very odd. Because I was thinking to myself, has he done a space movie before? And I can't really think of one.
The only like space movie I can think of that's kind of on this level recently would be Solaris, but that's
that's George Clooney.
That's Clooney. Try to think. Brad Pitt must have done a space. Like, they make space movies all the time.
Do they?
Right?
Do they?
But I keep trying to think what he...
Like, what could he have been in?
I'm like running over to his IMDb page.
Yeah, same here.
Come on, there's gotta be something.
He was in Deadpool too.
Yeah, he's the invisible guy.
Yeah,
yeah, the Vanisher.
The Vanisher. Yeah,
okay, he's in it for like a second.
And you know what else is he's in recently? That's really good. He's on the Jim Jefferies show as the weatherman.
The Jim Jefferies show?
So it's right after The Daily Show. It's the comedian Jim Jefferies.
Oh, is that like that Australian
guy?
Oh, all right.
So he has it's been one season, but Brad Pitt's been on seven times. And like, he just keeps going back to the weatherman for some, like, I've seen the bits, and it's just Brad Pitt's the weatherman for some reason.
Like, it's shit like that that kind of makes me like Brad Pitt, because he will do stuff like that where he'll just randomly be in something.
Like, he's the Vanisher. He was the weatherman on some random show on Comedy Central.
Wait, he hasn't done a space movie.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. He was Will the Krill on Happy Feet 2.
He was Death in Meet Joe Black, which I randomly remember that movie.
Contact.
Does Metro Man from Megamind?
Wait, he was in Contact?
No, this is a short movie.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Nope, but even then, that's not space.
Because this is his first
space movie.
Contact would be a space movie.
I don't think any of it takes place in space, but like, still, it's a space movie.
Yeah, no, that's not the one I'm talking about. Yeah, he didn't do a space movie until now.
Wow.
Which is weird, because he directed produced this movie.
So I guess he just really wanted... Oh, he's in an episode of Freddy's Nightmares. Anyways.
All right, we're going down the Brad Pitt hole.
I'm going... Here. Yeah. And no one wants to go down the Brad Pitt hole.
Who knows what else is going
on. A lot of women want to go down the Brad Pitt hole.
Yeah, he's dating a girl who makes beads. Beaded necklaces.
Of course.
Who knows?
Which is kind of a step up from Angelina Jolie, if you think about it.
I guess.
I'm not going to get into that.
I don't know. Anything's really a step up from John Voight's daughter.
Related to John Voight.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, but John Voight is the grandpa that you always want at a holiday party.
I don't know.
I feel like you get a couple whiskey sours in him, and there's some racist shit that's about to come out.
Yeah, he seems like he's a full-blown racist when
kinda
he's drunk.
Kind of like me.
At least this episode.
Yeah. All right. Before Sam really gets out of control.
All right.
Let's move on to some news.
Moving on. We got a bunch of news. Chris, do you want to go first?
I think me and you have the same thing.
We'll see. I have a lot of things to talk about.
All right. So three things, but I think Sam took one of them. So Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, when they bought Lucasfilms from George Lucas and all the Star Wars rights from him in, what was it, 2012, I think? They bought it from him, and it wasn't until a little while after that he found three outlines for Star Wars movies. Now, I don't know about you guys, but given the current trilogy we have, okay, so Bob Iger, they differed from the outlines that they found.
Obviously.
So Kathleen Kennedy and all of them, the trilogy we have now is different than what George Lucas was coming up with.
Well, yeah, I already,
that's
we
it.
All, if you don't know what George Lucas's next trilogy was going to be in the Star Wars universe, just think midichlorians. And I wish I was joking.
Given what I saw, given what we have now, I really want to see what he did. I really want to see that story. I don't know about you guys, but...
No, I don't.
unless him David for Attenborough is... doing the voiceover for it? No.
Yeah, this trilogy, if it was up to Lucas, was going to be about, like, on a microscopic level of how the midichlorians react with the people of this world.
Which I feel like is what Avatar's about to do.
No. But... this is Osmosis Jones, Sam. That's what that is. Not Avatar 2. Osmosis Jones.
Well, anyway, given what we have now, I would rather watch the George Lucas ones.
Really?
Yeah.
In what world is that entertaining?
I tried watching. Excuse me. I tried watching the what the hell is it? The Last Jedi on Netflix again.
Oh.
And it took me about 5 tries to get through it, and I'm still not done yet. And I started about 2 weeks ago. I can't do it. The movie's that bad.
It is bad.
It's that bad. It I can't. Bad.
Sorry, Sam.
I can sit through the prequels.
Okay, I'm not arguing that it's good, but like, it's like better than Phantom Menace. And
No, it's not. It really isn't, Sam.
All the prequels before I watch this thing
I watched
again.
Phantom Menace. It's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, so is Last Jedi.
Last Jedi is boring.
It's just a boring
movie, but I wouldn't call it.
There's a
dumb.
Lot that happens in The Last Jedi for no. It like happens for no.
Wait,
reason.
Wait, hang on. You really want to bring this up in a conversation with Phantom Menace, where we have a half hour of pod racing that has
Sam,
served
Sam.
No purpose?
Pod racing is so wizard, Sam.
Oh yeah,
it serves no purpose. Like. The
that
only narrative purpose I could think of while I was watching it, where it was like, okay, this is trying to establish the fact that Anakin Skywalker is a good pilot. And then we see him later in the movie as a pilot, an actual space pilot, and he has no idea what the fuck he's doing.
Hey, let's try a barrel roll. That sounds cool.
Yeah. It's like, so that half hour I spent watching him pod race was for naught. it was served no purpose.
It served one purpose, and it was to create Star Wars Podracer on the N64, which was a phenomenal game.
It was all right.
That wasn't a bad game. That was not a bad
game. No, I'm with you. It's not a bad game. I don't know what I'd call it phenomenal.
For the time, it was a phenomenal game.
Like, I played the shit out of the game. I don't know if it was phenomenal.
You know what's bad? So I've gone back to that game. The graphics are very blocky.
Well, it's N64.
You play Mario and it's not that bad.
But it's a racing game.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Now, imagine playing that game on a 120-inch projection screen. I tried it. I was like, I think I'm hitting the wall. What am I doing? Like, you can't see anything. I can see the pixels. Oh, my God, you can see the pixels.
Pixels are the size of dogs.
Yeah, no, it's bad. But I do know that a while ago they announced that they are re-releasing a lot of these old Lucas Arts games.
That'd be cool.
And Podracer is one of the games that they're re-releasing.
No, it's an old Lucas game. I have to get around because I hear so much that it's great. Was it Curse of Monkey Island?
Which I have on my Xbox.
Like, I have to play that. I've heard that's a great.
It's a point and click adventure game.
Yeah,
so.
I've heard that's the best ever.
Yeah. So I own it. I just haven't been around to it, and gotten around to it. So, yeah.
But I will stand by Last Jedi. Is at the very least better than Attack of the Clones, which is just so goddamn boring.
Yeah, but
Attack of the Clones was boring.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Name me one thing that happens in that movie before Geonosis.
The only sort of saving grace for that movie is literally Jango Fett.
I don't know. One diner scene.
With Dex.
With, what's his face?
With Dex.
Where it's just why is this in this movie? When did this become, this weird retro-futurism from the 1950s?
There were some flaws with that. I'll give you that.
Or the fact that the Jedi are wait, this clone army's really mysterious why it got made. Let's just use it. Why not?
We got it.
This isn't suspicious at all.
Some dead guy made it.
Yeah.
Who cares? And now we're fighting the host. Who cares?
Oh boy! Should we stay in the Star Wars realm?
Yes, I have a Star Wars news.
It's probably the same thing I have.
It probably is, but I get to take because you got the first one. So, a very famous name is attached to creating a new Star Wars movie.
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
Kevin Feige,
and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin Feige.
Brad Pitt just got space crazy.
He's all space crazy now that he's off the alcohol. Yeah, no, Kevin Feige of Marvel, the man who basically can do no wrong, is...
I don't know, he worked on the Fantastic Four movies, so...
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a producer. That's one of his first producers.
Fan-four-stick or Fantastic Four?
The Fantastic Four. Not the bad, bad one.
Oh,
the
okay, that's
ones.
Fine. That's fine. So, there's been four Fantastic Four movies. There's the bad one. The bad, bad one, the okay, bad one, and the one with Silver Surfer that's kind of bad.
Yeah, those, the last two.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of the first times I think he worked on the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies, but I don't think he was a producer on that.
He did, he was given an executive producer credit, I believe, or maybe he was just left off, but he did help out with the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
No, that I know, but real early in his career when he just got started with Marvel, I think he might have worked on the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, but I don't know if he got a producer credit. I know he got a producer credit on Fantastic Four.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, so he's supposedly working on a Star Wars movie. Which,
yeah, bad news, though. What? Kathleen Kennedy's still there.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, this is the same woman who, produced, Jedi and, what's it, I think she also produced Empire.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but now she's the Feige of...
Yeah, and Feige Sam, George Marvel. Lucas did the original trilogy, Sam.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then he just keeps, but that's, he did that. He did.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, it's not like she's terrible. You know, I'm more blaming the creative team than I am, like, the
like, she
production.
Produced Jurassic Park.
Yeah, like, she's produced some good movies. She's worked with Lucas and Spielberg a lot. But, like, I'm more or less, like, been, like, it's probably more like the creative team, like Rian Johnson and maybe Abrams.
I know. I'm,
but
I'm
even
like,
then, I think Star Wars had this trilogy had. I don't think we'll ever find out, but I think it might have had too much studio interference with these.
With this
trilogy in particular.
Yeah, the sequel trilogy, I guess, is it'll be known as. I guess.
Yeah, that's what.
No, I think as a producer, I think. I'm going through her IMDb and like it's not bad.
Yeah, she's not a bad producer. Like, she has not produced a lot of bad movies.
No, she. But I think what it is producer wise, she's doing okay. Head of department, however, I don't think she knows what she's doing.
She's head of Lucasfilms.
Right.
That's what she is, and I think that's where the fault is.
Like, I mean, Lucasfilms is a department of Disney right now.
I mean, yeah. Like, we haven't gotten it yet, but like, she's also giving us Mandalorian, Rogue right. One, Solo. So it's like there's something good there. So I feel like it's mostly the problem with the creative team on the new trilogy, as it is with like what's going on with Lucas.
Something has to be going there. I feel like there's too much.
She produced The Last Airbender.
Wait, Rogue One had
nobody's
two.
Nobody's perfect.
hold on.
What?
Rogue One had two directors, right?
Yes, technically.
Ron Howard finished it up.
No. That was Solo.
Yeah, but technically, well, Rogue One started out with, what's his name, Trank, who did Fan4Stick.
No.
No, it actually started out. Like, he got, like, fired early on.
Well, yeah. Like,
yeah, that was early.
He got hired on. He started developing. He was supposedly developing a Bounty Hunter movie.
Yeah, but it eventually ended up on Rogue One, because I remember him being fired from Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. Very early on, once Fan4Stick came out, they were like, and you're done. And I think he's working.
I think it
might have
been before Fan4Stick.
Well, because I know, like, there was a lot. It was when Fan4Stick came out, because all he did during all the promotions was bash this film and Fox, and like saying that they did a horrible job.
I've also heard like he's just a terrible director.
Well, yeah, and nobody likes him.
Well, my thing is that pretty much every Star Wars movie we're gonna have from now on is gonna be two directors.
Maybe
either one to finish and tidy it up, or just immediately get canned in the first place.
I mean,
so I don't know. It's
not unheard
point,
of with like movies these size to bring somebody else in to do like reshoots and stuff.
Hmm.
No, I don't disagree with that.
And that's what happened with Rogue One, right?
Because Gareth Edwards was the director.
But they brought somebody in to do reshoots, didn't they?
Like, basically redo. Like, there's no one like credited as a second director, but yeah.
It very much has the feel of a movie where like somebody else came in to reshoot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad
movie.
You
can see some
but
no, like we've all talked about Rogue One at length, and I think like I feel personally right now it's probably my favorite of the new movies.
I mean, for me, it's Solo, clearly, but.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just Solo's like the most fun of all the movies.
Yeah.
Like Rogue One's a bit like
I wasn't sure if that was a meh from Chris or a burp.
No, it was a. I wish I wasn't in that room with you, Sam.
No, it's like Rogue One was like it's a bit too incoherent for me.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just like it doesn't fit on a tone at any point. It just does some random stuff.
Sam,
Forrest Whitaker's like in it being the weirdest Forrest Whitaker you could possibly imagine.
Here's the thing with that Forrest Whitaker.
Nice! Deceit!
His character in Rogue One, apparently in, I believe it's Star Wars Rebels, he actually voices that character, which came out before Rogue One. So they brought that character into live action, which is like kind of really cool.
Still, why is he so weird?
I don't know. Like,
because he gets messed up.
Yeah, like because he walks with a cane and stuff, like, and he has the breather. Like, he doesn't have that in Rebels.
But it's so weird. Like, right? Especially the breather stuff.
He'll explain it.
Yeah, everything's explained in the show.
Okay, but well, like, movies...
I think there's the game too. He's in the game, I think.
What
too.
Game?
The new Star Wars game coming out.
Oh, the new one. Okay.
Yeah.
Does he talk all weird, like really like airy stuff? Or is...
No, he talks like he's before he had, you know, he smoked 12 packs a day type thing.
It's just such a weird character, and I don't understand his motivations. Like, they're trying to set him up as like, well, he's like this really radical kind of rebel.
I feel like you have to watch the show to understand who that character
is. But like, that shouldn't be.
No, I understand it shouldn't be, but I feel like, because I've never seen Star Wars Rebels. Like, I don't know. Like, I've heard great things, and like, it took me forever to get into Clone Wars, which should be coming out soon.
I hope so.
But yeah, so
well, you know what? Like my friend Forrest Whitaker says, lies, deceits.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So
I have no idea what's going on with that character.
Chris, you have any other Star Wars news?
No, that was it.
No? Well, let's stick with Disney, I guess. First thing I want to say is, so a few months ago, I want to say, Disney announced a Hulu show about Ghost Rider, bringing back the actor who portrayed Ghost Rider in, was it Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I was pumped for this because that was like my favorite part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. outside of the first season.
Seriously, why did they give up on the Scooby Gang?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
I liked it.
I really enjoyed it when they were just traveling around solving mysteries in the Mystery Machine.
And you know what's cool, too? You bring out, like, those D-list, like, supervillains.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Like, I didn't really care about all this, like, intrigue and mystery and stuff. It's like, just go around solving mysteries in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, like, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once they stopped doing that, right after, you know, Hydra took over and
like, I liked
S.H.I.E.L.D.
how they
fell.
Tied in with the movies.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Nice.
But, like, that, like, gave us the whole, like, we're just going to do this from now on.
Yeah.
Rather than just solving mysteries.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so Ghost Rider was announced on Hulu about 2 months ago, and news now is it is dead on arrival. It's not happening. Hulu basically gave up on it.
I mean, it wasn't going good when they were like, we're announcing a Marvel show on Hulu and not Disney Plus.
Yeah. Yeah, but you kind of hope, like...
Plus,
oh,
it's like someone big, like a Ghost Rider, where it's like, oh, he's kind of a big character, and you're not putting him on Disney Plus?
Yeah, but most likely it was going to tie in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is already on Hulu, which, I mean, obviously is going to end up on Disney Plus, but, I mean... Hulu is also owned by Disney, so it's like, it's kind of like that, like a second thing. They have to make people
well,
want
no,
Hulu.
It very much felt like Disney's table scraps.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Chris, you got any news on the MCU at all?
No.
Oh,
no.
Well, I
that was that was
more.
All the news I had except for the Jurassic World.
Oh,
stuff.
And we'll get to that in a little bit. Another MCU news that I heard about. Apparently, Kevin Feige in the MCU is still holding out hope that Wolverine will come around, Hugh Jackman, and reprise the role for the movies. They're still leaving that door open for him. Part of me is
I
like,
hope
I hope he doesn't.
Just,
Yeah, I mean, like, if he comes back, I don't know how long we'll have him.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's pretty clear he's just, like, listen, this is just a too physically a demanding job to have. Like, I can't just keep doing this to my body. I'm getting older.
Mm.
I just can't do this to myself. But at the same time, it's like, oh, it's Hugh Jackman. Yeah. I would love to see him in the Avengers.
It's like,
and he has gone on record saying the only time he would ever reprise the role is for an Avengers movie.
Right. And so it's like, so because it's, so the door is still open for Logan to, or for Hugh Jackman to reprise Logan in the MCU, which I'm 100% down behind. But there's two possible options Disney would go about to introduce a Wolverine character into the MCU if they couldn't get Hugh Jackman. The first is maybe do a Wolverine Disney Plus show with a different actor. So you're not introducing him into the movies, but at least you have
him. I don't know. I feel like he's movie quality, though. I feel like the Disney Plus shows are for your secondary characters who you're like, I don't know if they could carry a movie, but like they're already kind of, they're not doing established characters yet, but like characters where it's just like they couldn't carry a movie, but like with Disney Plus, you know, you're going to get fans of the MCU already.
Yeah.
And they'll just eat the shit up.
That's true.
As I say, as an MCU fan, who will eat the shit up?
Yeah. I think the one thing that would worry about them doing a Wolverine movie without Hugh Jackman is exactly that. It's doing a Wolverine movie without Hugh Jackman. What are the fans going to say?
Yeah, but
there's going to be fan backlash because people are going to be like, this isn't Hugh Jackman. Why couldn't they get Hugh Jackman? And people are dumb.
I feel like the only people who would care are the exact kind of people who'd understand.
Yeah, but I feel like there's enough stupid people out there who'd be like, this is dumb. Why isn't this Hugh Jackman?
Well, like, the problem is like, if you're that dumb, you probably don't totally understand who Wolverine is.
Right.
So it's just like, oh, I think you're actually in the clear on that.
Mm. Yeah, but that, I mean, there's a lot of casual fans out there that they're trying to, like, get, you know, people to buy those people to get tickets to these movies. And
yeah, but, like, they wouldn't totally understand this, though. That's...
Mm. Well, the other option that they have that was brought up is doing an X-23 spinoff. So that would be his daughter from Logan.
That'd be cool.
So rather than having to worry about him, having Hugh Jackman.
I don't know how you work that into the MCU, but.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. But like, well, it would be her and those mutants at the end of Logan.
Yeah.
It would be bringing them in. So not Xavier, not Cyclops, not Jean Grey. It'd be this new pack of mutants.
You mean new mutants?
No, not new mutants, Sam. New mutants is
don't
dead.
Get my hopes up, Sam.
They're dead, Sam.
Just let them go.
Dead really man is dead. To be on Disney Plus, just freaking
yeah. I just want to see what it is.
Like, how much of a shit show is this movie?
Yeah, oh yeah. Like, for,
I think
for the studio, for Fox, for God's sakes, for Fox to be like, I don't know if she should release this, and then Disney buying it, looking at it and going, I don't know if we should release this.
We've had two studios so far. We're like, I don't know about this movie.
You know what this should be? Straight to video on demand. Like, rental. Because I bet you it would actually make a decent amount of money just because people like us would be like, well, it's been postponed and pushed back forever. Why don't
I like
see
Trade
it just to see how bad it is? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I can't wait to watch that Fanatic movie.
I really do want to see it, though, because I like the idea. It's just apparently the execution was not good.
Yeah.
Are you talking about New Mutants or the Fanatic?
I know. At first, I thought you were talking about Fanatic.
So they put Dark Phoenix.
What about Dark Phoenix?
And they're afraid to put this out, so that just makes me think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if they're willing to put Dark Phoenix out.
Like I said, the problem with Dark Phoenix wasn't that it was, like, necessarily a bad movie to, like, begin with.
I know. I've heard, like...
No. I mean, like, like to begin with, like when they were like, okay, it's ready to release. And then Captain Marvel came out and they were like, oh, crap. And then it became a shit show.
She also punches Kree. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. This is the extent. And she fights Jude Law. God damn it.
Call up Jude. He can go make the new Pope. We don't need him anymore.
Yeah. So, something like this happens in movies, I'd rather, like, personally, I want to see the original cut. Like, I want to see what before all these reshoots and stuff, I want to see, like, what it was. Because who knows? It could have been a much better movie before all these recuts. I don't know that either.
You usually recut a movie for a reason.
Yeah, but there's also some people who recut movies because they just think that they have a better vision than the director.
Yeah, but, like, 80% of the time, it's because it's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Anytime there's a director's cut of a movie, I kind of drift towards the director's cut rather than the, like, theatrical cut. So, like, you know, perfect example would be, Ridley Scott did this movie with Tom Cruise back in the 80s called Legend. I've seen the director's cut, and then I watched the theatrical with Amy for, like, almost immediately after. And I sat down, I was like, wow, theatrical cut sucks.
Legend?
Yeah, it's got Tim Curry in it, Tom Cruise.
That's from the 80s, so yeah, of course it's got Tim Curry in it.
And Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
No, it's a hardcore fantasy movie, like...
Hmm.
Tim Curry, I don't know if you've probably seen the picture of it. Tim Curry it's called The Darkness, but it's basically the devil, and he's got giant freaking horns. The reviews are not positive, but I know, like, the director's cut got much better reviews because everything is kind of explained a little bit better. But, like, even the Alien Quadrilogy, when they released, like, the director's cut and theatrical cut, I'm like, I kind of would rather watch the director's cut of each one, like, just to see, like, what's going on. Except for, like, I know Alien 3, the director's cut doesn't exist because, yeah, it just was a shit show from the beginning. But, yeah, I don't know.
This is just a Ridley Scott movie.
Yeah, that's what I said. Ridley Scott.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah,
say that.
Ridley Scott, Tom Cruise, Tim Curry. If you want to borrow the DVD, I got it. I came upon it for free, and I was like, I'll give it a shot. And I actually kind of enjoy it. It's an interesting movie.
All right, let's move on to the final news thing.
Well, I got one more final news thing before the final news thing. I brought it up to Sam. We have some Robert Pattinson Batman news. I guess they're in the early talks of casting one of the villains, or the villain of the movie. They have not announced the character, but the person who is in early talks is Jonah Hill.
Yeah, that's early, early talks.
I understand it's early, early talks, but Chris, you don't know who the character would be, but are you okay with Jonah Hill being a Batman villain?
Yeah, I mean...
Mind you, he cannot play the Penguin because he's not fat anymore.
This movie is throwing me kind of for... out of my norm, only because, you know, Rob Pattinson is Batman, so sure, why not? Jonah Hill is the Riddler, so, or whoever.
But, like, you can honestly sit there and go, yeah, it'll be a good movie with Robert Pattinson. I feel like he's gonna take it seriously, and I've been told from multiple sources he's a good actor, yet no one can say anything other than, like, Twilight and, like, Water for Elephants. And Harry Potter. One episode of Harry Potter.
One movie.
It's an episode. There's eight of them. It becomes episodes at that point.
I don't know. I'm indifferent with this. I don't really.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't know. It is what it is. We'll have to wait and see, obviously. But
I've never gotten
There are worse choices, I would say.
I've never gotten the vibe from Robert Pattinson that he's a bad actor.
Mm.
I don't know if I've gotten the vibe that he's a good one.
Right.
Which means there's hope. So it's like, I'm not going into this being like, this is going to be shit. It's not like I also that like Jonah Hill's a bad actor. He's actually a pretty good actor.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what villain he could pull off.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, he's a good enough actor where I'm like, all right, I'm not deterred by this.
You know who? So I thought about this when I first saw it. I was like, oh, crap. Like, this is going to be like back to the 90s like style movie. Stupid.
You're not sending me back to the cooler.
It's just going to be stupid and like, it's
stupid,
just
campy. And
yeah. But then I was like, who could, like, then I sat down and I was like, who could Jonah Hill actually play? Like, the way, like, his acting style and, like, the type of characters he plays, what could he play? And I was like, the only thing I could think of was, like, the Mad Hatter. And I was like, that'd be an awful movie if the Mad Hatter is the main villain.
Yeah, Mad Hatter, I don't know if it could carry a movie, but, like, I don't know. He could play the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, like,
he could do a good Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
I don't know if a Mad Hatter can carry a movie.
No, God, no. But, like, I'm like, yeah, like, I can see Jonah Hill being the Mad Hatter, but not...
Remember, there's never really one villain in any kind of superhero movie.
I guess.
You know, there's a lot where there's two.
Yeah, but, like, it's tough to like, sign a big name like that to play, like, a...
Yeah, backup.
Backup character. Like, it's one thing with, like, Cillian Murphy in, like, The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises to, like, sign him. But that's because he was, like, one of the main villains in Batman Begins. And it was just, those were cameos that he did in those movies.
I don't know. I'm open to it. Why not?
All right.
Why not?
All right. So, the last topic we have, Sam...
All right, we got some Jurassic World news. Now that we got that battle at Big Rock. We got that short. We got some casting news that we're going to get Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, and Laura Dern back in these movies in like more than just cameos like Goldblum had in Fallen Kingdom.
My thing is, as long as Laura Dern's character actually explains her motives, I'd be okay with it.
This takes 1 second to explain to everyone what she's about to do.
Hey,
we can avoid
this is
all
the plan.
This.
You don't have to go to some stupid casino planet to get the Master Codebreaker, who for some reason has the dumbest lisp in the world, and we have to deal with him for 45 minutes of a 3-hour movie. Sorry.
Well, I'm okay with you complaining about that, so long as we're not complaining about those bombers.
Let's not get into that.
Because, like, that's one of the dumbest complaints I could hear. But, so, we're getting the original crew back.
We're getting the gang back
together.
We're
getting the band back together.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I hate to say it, but I'm in.
Like, nothing can be worse than that Jurassic
World. Yeah, I'm just going to skip
movie.
Fallen Kingdom.
Chris, you saw Fallen Kingdom, right?
God, that was a... Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was
one
of the dumbest
movies.
It's just the movie that made me dumber.
Now, Chris, did you watch the Battle of Big Rock?
Oh, yeah, I did. I wasn't there when you guys talked about it, but I really liked it.
Yeah, it was great.
I think they brought it back to the original movies.
Yeah, it was a bit back to basics, but at the same time, I'm also like, okay, so is this what the movie's going to be? Are we just going to... Because, like, the charm of the movies, like, the original movie, wasn't so much, like, the scary factor of the dinosaurs, as it was just like, yeah, look at how awesome dinosaurs are.
Yeah, dinosaurs are cool.
Look how cool these are.
We shouldn't have brought them back.
Yeah, but, like... at the same time, it's like the new Jurassic World series really hasn't captured that. Yeah.
Like I said, I said last week, the first Jurassic World, it's basically about how like human greed,
yeah,
like
commercialism
and whatnot. But like that completely goes out the window, and like multiple times, like they
in the movie itself.
Yeah, the movie itself forgets like that's the point of this movie.
We're just gonna end up with that weird, awkward, like nodding scene between the raptor and the T-Rex, yeah, where it's like, just like, we cool. You're like, what's going on? It's like, can the dinosaurs actually talk to each other? What's
like the other thing, weird thing about that scene? It's like that there's that whole like we cool scene. It's like, first of all, that T-Rex, it's not explained in the movie, but it is the T-Rex from the original Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you see the scars.
You see the scars. So, like, Blue was not on Jurassic Park. Like, no. Blue was created just for Jurassic World. So, like, why is Blue nodding? Like,
yeah, wait, what's going on?
Like, you just... No,
I know I'm going way too much into this, but this needs to be explained because that is a dumb scene.
When you watch, when you watch Fallen Kingdom,
I will never watch Fallen Kingdom.
A piece of gold.
Listen, Sean,
I'll never watch it.
If there's one day where you're like, you know, I need to get angry at something, watch Fallen Kingdom.
Never.
If you just need a like an outlet for your anger,
to quote our president, wrong.
I think you have to watch Fallen Kingdom to see the third one.
No, I won't. I will put the pieces together as I watch the third one.
I mean, not much happens in that. All you really need to know is fuck that clone girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, for some reason, you feel like you're so special that you could fuck over the entire human race because they're clones too.
And I'll call it Tommy and the Clonosaurus.
We're going long. But the reason why Calamosaurus came up.
Yes.
So Jeff Goldblum posted on Instagram when they announced this. He goes, and this is the quote, that he put a picture up of the three from the original movie. And he put, "You did it, you crazy son of a bitch. You did it. Happy as a Calamosaurus to be reunited with my brilliant co-stars from the original Jurassic Park."
Okay.
That's where Calamosaurus comes in.
Okay, now I'm feeling really disappointed in Google right now.
Yeah, come on, Google.
So, nothing came out of this episode tonight except for Google sucks.
Yeah, fuck Google.
We love you. Please don't kill us.
Please sponsor us.
Yeah, and on that note, time to wrap up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, you can find us on Podbean. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on iTunes. Look for us on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. Send us a message. Like us on, like I said, iTunes. Leave us a review. All I have to say is big things are coming, and I'm excited. And keep an eye out for it, and we will see you next time.
Bye.